I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kevin, Katie, and Ray, the wake-up call.
Who am I to judge anybody that pees himself?
106.5 The End.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. What is something you're really into, but no one you work with is, so you have no one to talk to about it? That could be the saddest thing I've ever had to say to set up this segment. That feels sad.
It is sad. Okay? It's really sad. And I realized that it's me this week because, and I've realized it for a while, but it came to a head recently because the new Star Wars trailer came out and the new trailer for the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix came out.
Oh, yeah.
And when they came out, I was excited and I pulled it up on my computer in the studio and I watched it with my headphones on and it was over and I had goosebumps and then just sat here by myself, had to reach out to other people that I don't work with to share my virtual excitement with them remotely because, I work with people who don't like movies. So
I like movies.
I have to tell you something.
No, don't tell me anything.
Now it's know how I feel.
About what?
About having an interest in things and nobody you work with gives a crap.
No, this is very different than what you do. I'll tell you exactly how. When I'm into something, I care whether or not people are into it if I'm going to talk to them about it. And in the past, I've tried to talk to you guys about movie news and stuff like that, things that excite 90% of people who care about pop culture. And I get
90%.
Yeah, it's true.
Seems very high.
Very high.
Those movies don't make billions of dollars because they're fringe.
I know. I'm just saying.
Okay. So, and then when I've tried in the past and it's met with meh. So I can read the room and I keep it to myself now. You, on the other hand, Rain and I could be talking about something. Here, I'm going to act it out.
Okay.
I'll be Katie, you be you.
Okay.
Okay? So then go ahead and talk like you normally would during the show about something, like an upcoming, hey guys, coming up next, we're going to have a contest or something.
Hey guys, coming up next, we're going to have tickets to check out Dave Matthews Band, and you can see him at the Golden One Center.
You know, I'm thinking about getting back into crochet. And then we go, okay, okay. And then we go try to go back to talking about, okay, so this contest, so what are we going to do? No. I just got new needles. You don't let it go away.
First of all, you use needles when you knit. You use a crochet hook when you crochet.
See?
And now we're
talking about crochet.
Now we're here.
You don't care if people are interested or not.
Of course I do.
No, you don't. I'll bet Rain probably understands because Rain loves sports, especially baseball. And you and I don't care about baseball.
No, not at all. Please don't talk to me.
Intern Kevin cares about all things that virgins love, okay? and we don't care about that either.
No.
Now, he's like a little bit more like you where he tries to force it, but he does it in a very passive-aggressive way. Like, he'll come in here and he'll plop down on the couch, not talk to anybody, playing a video game that has samurai and pushkins or something on his phone, and then he'll be like, until we ask him about it.
Right, yeah.
Rain, though, is more like me, and he knows that we're not into baseball, so he mostly just keeps it to himself. And I'll bet that eats you up inside, doesn't it?
Well, no, not really. I mean, there's a couple other people in the building I can talk to about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's nobody here in this building that I know of that likes
movies.
Well,
you don't know anybody here.
That's also true.
That's
also a little
bit true.
But the good news is,
you could just try to get into what I'm into.
Crochet?
Okay, not crochet.
90 Day Fiancé?
I'm not watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Well, you would love it, and let me tell you why.
No, see? I'm not falling for that. I put this up on Facebook to vent my misery, and here's the good news. Wake Up Call listeners came to my rescue, and I just want to read some of their things that they're into that they don't have anyone to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
To make you guys be grateful that I'm into movies, and maybe you'll respect it. Brenna says that no one cares about talking about Teen Mom. Carla does says no one wants to talk to her about marching band stuff. Christina says no one wants to talk about Broadway musicals.
I will.
Janae says Foo Fighters because it's 2000.
Oh, yeah.
Angelica says ASMR. It could get a lot worse than I want to show you the new trailer and I want you to be excited with me. Aaron says rock and crystal collecting.
Oh.
So I am expecting an apology from both of you.
Honestly, I would prefer you were into any of those things. I'd happily talk to you about them.
I'm leaving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.